Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jay Baer is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jay is the president and the founder of Convince and Convert, the author of Utility. That's Y-O-U, Utility, Why Smart Marketing is About Help, Not Hype. And boy, is he singing my song, right, folks? You've heard me say things like that, haven't you? And that's what his book is all about. And he's here to talk to us about that again today. Jay Baer, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me. I'm delighted to be back on the show.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Jay, I like what you say about help, not hype. One of the things that I say on the show, and it's in my new book, is contribute first, contract second.
Yeah, you got that right. 100%, I love that. And you know, the problem with most business people, and it's understandable, right? Everybody wants to be a hunter and nobody wants to be a farmer. And doing business right today requires you to give away value, right? You have to give it away, give it away, give it away, and then eventually you connect the dots with people. And that requires you to adopt a little bit of a longer-term thinking about customers and customer value than most of us have. Most of us want to say, well, somebody came to my website today. How come they haven't bought from me yet? Well, it doesn't necessarily work like that.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is the selection, the way people select you has changed. And this is what's that's what's taking people aback, isn't it, with regard to doing business. If you're still in the thinking, what I call in the age of the seller, if you're still in that age where you think about manipulation, as you talk about in your book, if you're still focused on hype, if you're still focused on thinking you can walk up and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" You know, people don't like that anymore. And the thing is, they don't even have to know you're out there. I mean, you can be banging your head against the wall. They don't even care anymore. They're only dealing with people who they feel they're justified in dealing with, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And so much of that process now, Jim, is done right under your nose. It's, you know, your customers are kind of kicking your tires without you really even knowing about it.
You don't even know they're there. You don't even know they exist.
Online research, talking to other customers, doing things like that. I mean, you know, people don't want to have face-to-face conversations or even email interchanges with people, with companies, even small businesses, until they're ready, until they're like, you know what, I've got most of the basics figured out on my own. Now I've got a couple questions left that I can't get answered on my own. So now I will go ahead and call or email or walk into the office or something like that. But it's changed fundamentally. Even, you know, in the 20 years that I've been in business, you know, we used to always create relationships with people, face-to-face, on the phone, that kind of thing. And increasingly, relationships are created by information. Yeah. And one of the biggest problems that small businesses have is they think they've got enough information on their website, and they almost never do. If somebody can't figure out why to buy from you without calling you, you're doing it wrong. Because they don't want to call you. They want to figure it out
themselves. That's exactly right. That's what I've been calling relevance. And what I say is relevance, service stops and relevance begins when you help people do things for themselves.
That's right. And part of it is it's just a courtesy to allow them to do it for themselves. But part of it is just how we live today.
That's what they want.
You know, my kids don't even use the phone. I'm not even sure. I'm not even sure that my son, who has an iPhone, knows how to use the phone part of his iPhone. He doesn't want to call anybody.
That's
he doesn't
hilarious.
Even want to call me, much less a business.
That is hilarious.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just different, you know, because we're so busy now, right? We're busy, 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 busy.
Yeah.
And it is much easier to do things, what we would call asynchronously, right? So I do something, and then you answer back on your schedule, and then I do something on my schedule. And if we have to get on the phone like we did today, we had to actually schedule it.
Right.
And that creates a lot of work for you.
Because you called a place. You didn't call a person. You called a place,
right? That's right.
But yep. I want to come back. Yep. I want to come back to something you said a minute ago about information and about the process. One of the things you were describing there was probably a business to consumer scenario where the person shopped around and got the information they needed and then pulled the trigger when they didn't need a salesperson, so they basically were ready to pull the trigger. If you're over in the B2B side, the business to business side, then as a salesperson, you need to identify the people that are probably going to buy something that you sell. And you said contribute information to them. That's how they make the decision. So you try to find a way to plug in with them and be part of that education process, but the way they want to, not the way you and I used to, which was to make a sales call.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, this entire trend of self-serve information is even more important in B2B. This will be the Jay Bear stat of the day. Ready? In business to business, the average customer contacts the company only after 70% of the purchase decision is made.
Wow.
70%. Meaning that they call you for frosting. They have already eaten the cake.
That's right.
They've already eaten the cake, right? So, and this is a big, big implication for salespeople, right? So
exactly.
If you're in B2B sales, the first thing you do if somebody calls you shouldn't be, let me tell you about our company, because 95% of the time, they already know all that stuff.
That's right.
What you need to say is, what specific question do you have that obviously you couldn't get answered on our website, otherwise you wouldn't be calling me?
The biggest implication is for salespeople. I'm going to take it one step back further. The biggest implication is for the company and the sale and their training program. And their
Absolutely.
Hiring program, right? Because you got to hire and train people who are willing to say, okay, this customer probably knows more than I do on some of this stuff.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
Otherwise, you risk committing the cardinal sin of customer relations, and that is wasting a customer's time.
There are businesses where this has already happened, right? So if you think about travel. If you think about, in some cases, financial services, buying stocks, things like that. Mm-hmm. If you think about automotive, in all of those categories, the consumers, us, know as much about the industry as the person who's doing it professionally, because we've got access to all the real-time data. Mm-hmm. I gave a presentation to a car dealer conference earlier this year, like 3,000 guys, auto and car dealers, and they said, look, almost every time somebody walks in to buy a car, they know more about the car than
that's
the guy
right.
trying to sell them the car.
Yep, that's right.
So, do you do then?
Jay, give us your website, please, quickly.
It is utilitybook.com, YOUtilitybook.com.
Quick break, 20 after. We're going to talk about podcasting after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.